USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks sharply lower to start the week as the Dow has been down over 600 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both trading more than 1.5% lower, tech shares leading the declines. Senators are gearing up for a fight over filling the seat of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. President Trump says this morning he'll announce a nominee on Friday or Saturday, and Senate Republicans say a vote on that nominee will come before the election. But Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden says a vote should not come until after Election Day. And
if I win this election, President Trump's nominee should be withdrawn.
Biden says he'll speak with Democrats and Republicans about his pick, though unlike Trump, Biden has not yet released his list of possible nominees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it. You are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. Department of Justice now classifying 3 U.S. cities as jurisdictions of violence and property destruction. In a news release out today, the DOJ says the local leadership in New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington permit persistent violence and destruction of property. It says those 3 cities' leadership have refused to undertake reasonable measures to counteract criminal activities. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now passed the 200,000 mark. The White House coronavirus testing coordinator says, though, science and data continue to drive the push to get a vaccine.
We have to wait till the trials demonstrate that a vaccine is safe and effective. There are all kinds of safeguards to make sure that this is an independent, scientifically based decision.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Admiral Brett Gowar also stressed the importance of continued testing, especially the testing of young people. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Water rescue teams along the Gulf Coast on standby as Tropical Storm Beta is threatening to bring heavy rains to Texas. It's about 110 miles south of Galveston, expected to make landfall later today between Galveston and Corpus Christi. Withdrawing troops from Afghanistan and partnering with the Taliban has made the U.S. less safe, according to one of President Trump's former national security advisors. Retired Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster also telling 60 Minutes last night, Russia can't defeat the U.S. militarily, but could still do serious damage to America.
What Putin wants to do is he wants to drag all of us down, right? He wants to polarize us, pit us against each other, reduce our confidence in our democratic principles and institutions and processes.
McMaster has a new book out titled Battlegrounds. A Netflix star charged with producing child pornography will have a hearing in federal court shortly. Prosecutors say Jerry Harris of Cheer fame is a danger to the community and should be kept behind bars. Harris allegedly told federal agents he did solicit explicit messages from minors and paid a minor for nude photos. And a feared shutdown of TikTok in the U.S. was avoided, President Trump saying over the weekend he's agreed in concept with a new deal that will keep TikTok operating in the U.S. As part of the deal, Oracle and Walmart would form a new entity called TikTok Global. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.